Hi, Ansley. I was going to fade it to get you on time, but as you love Queen, I thought I'd let it play out.
Queen. I don't know when last I've heard Queen, Kerame. Well, thank you so much. We've got the head chef here today. We've got Mal Schmidt. And yes, more food. Definitely more food. Now, Mal is amazing, first of all. She's worked at a number of restaurants around Australia. And Mal, what inspires you to come and work for Ronald McDonald's?
I just love to come and help the families, just to give them some support where we can with the meals. It's definitely very rewarding to work here as a chef.
Excellent. Now, what have you cooked up for us tonight? What is, with the Love 90.5 team, what's the menu like and what's some of the dishes that you've prepared?
We did an American-style dinner, and so we did things like pork gumbo, and buffalo wings, fried chicken, some rice, corn, stuffed potatoes.
Yeah. For people that don't know what pork gumbo, what is that all about?
It's like a stew soup. Originally, I think it came from South Louisiana. It's just like a stew. It's such a cool name, though.
Excellent. Now, what do you think of your helpers and all the volunteers here today at Alive 90.5 and Parramatta Leagues Club? Did we do a good job? We'll be okay?
Yes, you did.
Anybody didn't do a good job?
No. Everyone was really good, very helpful, got in, everyone hands on deck. That's why we have a big team to get together and get it all done. Everyone did a fabulous job.
Excellent. Now, if anybody wants to jump on board and have the same experience, I believe you do it 3 days a week?
Yes, we do it 3 nights a week, Monday, Wednesday and Thursday evenings.
Yes.
And it's pretty booked in advance at the moment. I think we're booked to the end of July, which is amazing.
Wow, that's awesome.
So many corporate and community groups wanting to come in and support the program, which is really important. And, if anyone wants to get involved, they can just contact the house and then we will get in touch and with all the details.
Awesome. Now, I have to ask you, what song was being sung in the kitchen? Come on, laugh. I had the song for you.
It was such a good song.
We were rolling our chicken and making chicken wings and crispy chicken, and I was rolling it in flour and singing, "When you're rolling out the dough, make sure you roll it slow. And if you roll it out too quick, a baby pop can make you sick."
Sweet.
Was awesome, eh?
It was very good.
I had you laughing, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, last message out there. So if people want to jump on board, they want to come and experience this, how do they reach you? How do they contact you? How did they become part of this journey?
Yeah, so they can call the house 9806-7111, and then our lovely family ambassadors will coordinate with them from there on how they get in touch with me and we can book in. But, we definitely need as much support from corporate and community groups to continue the programs to keep supporting families and seriously ill children.
Okay, last one. Can I come back and volunteer again? I need it for my for some therapy and for some meditation and quiet time.
We do have regular house volunteers as well, so you can sign up to that and come and help us on a regular basis as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mal Smith. Thank you, Darren Capes. This is Ainsley Dennis, your host at Alive 90.5.
Mel, before you go, I know I started in the kitchen, then I had to jump here to help man the buttons and everything here on the outside broadcast. How did the berry cobbler turn out?
Amazing!
Oh, good. So I did well.
Sorry, I forgot. Yes. Darren made the berry cobbler.
Yes. Well, it's good to know. I'm happy to know. Tiz helped me on that one as well. So it was good. And
awesome.
It's great to be part of this. And thank you, Mel, for giving us the opportunity to share with you and share your kitchen.
Thank you. Definitely. Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Thanks, Darren.
And back to you, Kara McGay.
Thank you.